Well, I didn't much like the sound of the other two choices.
Oh.
One was to drive a car very fast with someone beside me, and it wasn't really going to be much like the Stig in Top Gear. I would be creeping round thinking I was going very fast, but not really. So I thought that'd be rather a waste. And the second choice was a vertical wind shaft, as if you are simulating free falling from a plane. And I thought I'd be sure to fall off that on my head. And the third choice was wing walk.
Wow.
And I thought, I'm up for that.
Yes, absolutely. So, what did you have to do to prepare to go wing walking?
Well, only a pep talk.
Oh, right.
I didn't have to do anything but get a pep talk from
Yeah.
them about not releasing my safety straps,
Okay.
some indication of the speed we would go, and did I want to do dip and roller,
Okay.
and that kind of thing. That was
So,
all. It was about a
where?
15-minute pep talk.
Okay, so you didn't do this at Marshall's, did you?
No.
So, where does one go to go wing walking?
Well, this particular company does it at a tiny little aerodrome near
Oh,
Upminster.
Upminster, the end of the tube.
Yes.
So, the whole family went to see you do this.
Yes.
Your children and the grandchildren.
Yes. And my children sent out invitations to all and everybody, and about 30 plus could make it.
Right, so that meant you had to go through with
Yes, I did.
it. So, in order to prepare for this, did they give you advice on what you were going to wear, or did they provide things for you to
Yes,
wear?
they suggested that I should wear tight-fitting clothes, wind resistant to be warm up there. They don't supply gloves or anything, and something more than a fleece.
Okay.
But I decided to go as Biggles.
Yes, well, I'd heard this that you decided to do the full Biggles. So tell me what you actually wore then.
Well, my brother-in-law came up with a leather jacket, which was enormous, with great big bat wing sleeves, which didn't prove to be very aerodynamic. And then my sister came up with my aunt's original 1930s flying helmet.
Good heavens.
And it's in a lovely kind of pale linen. It's not like a man's leather one.
Right.
And her goggles, but unfortunately they were broken.
Okay.
So I
Oh.
didn't want to spoil them up there. So I did go and hire more goggles and the proper Biggle scarf.
The sticking out.
Yes.
Oh, how wonderful. And they were happy about you going up in that outfit.
Absolutely, but I had to take the scarf off.
Oh, okay.
They were afraid that that might
Yeah.
fly off, which I think it might have.
So you arrive at the aerodrome and there is the plane. What happens next? You're all dressed as Biggles.
Yes. After the pep
After the pep
talk,
talk, onto the wing you get.
yes, and they give you very precise instructions because the wings are quite flimsy and you've
Okay.
got where you stand, so they give you a little step. And then you stand actually on the back of the cockpit, on the back of the pilot's seat, and then you creep through this tiny aperture between the seat that they have there, which is no more than a bus stop seat, just for your buttocks, and the wire stays, the supports. So you have to creep through there and then get up onto the seat.
And then you're all strapped
And
in.
then they come and strap you in.
Right.
And then I was able to put on the helmet and the goggles,
Thinking about your
just
aunt.
shaking. I could hardly do it
I
up,
was going
having.
to say, at this point, were you thinking, no, it's a bad idea, I'd rather be in the car.
No, and because I was hamming it up as Biggles, I didn't think I was nervous
Right.
until I was trying to put the helmet on. Then I
Oh.
could hardly do it up. I was shaking, and somebody said to me later, "You went up there white as a sheet."
Gosh.
So I was more nervous than I thought I was.
So you're strapped in, and do you have any communication with the pilot?
No.
No communication.
No, none at all.
Oh,
He asks for
crikey.
hand signals
Oh,
that you are
gosh.
enjoying yourself. And he said, if you stay there with your arms closed the entire time, he said, I will judge that you are terrified and bring you down.
Okay.
So I was to give him the thumbs up.
So tell me a bit about when the plane's actually taking off, because that's always a momentous thing for people inside a plane, let alone you on the outside of a plane. What was that like?
Well, it was smoother than I thought on the
Oh,
grass.
right.
because I thought, you know, it would be quite bumpy. And actually, it was exhilarating.
Really?
The whole thing was exhilarating. Tipping was a bit nerve-wracking, actually, because you didn't quite know whether to go with it or hang on.
Yes.
And I did want him to know I was having a nice time. So my arms were out. But because of my enormous jacket, the wind resistance was huge. I just couldn't keep my arms out a lot. And then I was afraid that if I kept them in, he'd think I was scared and bring me down.
I'm amazed that you could actually think about anything at all while up there.
Well, once you're up there, it's... Well, look around and enjoy it.
Yes.
I was astonished how quickly disorientated you
really?
Are.
Really?
I was looking for the airport. It is tiny.
Yes.
The group of people I could hardly see.
Right.
It was very disorientating.
Gosh. And then there's your grandchildren down below waving their grandmother off.
Yes.
Hoping
yes.
they're going to see her again.
And the flybys, I really did make the effort to wave that I was enjoying myself.
Yes.
And then he had asked me beforehand, are you going to get sick? So
how would you know?
But do you know what they said? If you're going to be sick, open your mouth because it'll keep it down.
Now, that's a good tip for our listeners, I think. Next time they're all out there on the wing.
Well, I had asked, how am I going to breathe up there?
Yes.
Because if I put my head out a car window at 40, I can't breathe.
Yes.
And you tell me it's going to be 135 up there. How am I going to breathe?
Yes.
And they said, you'll do just fine. Don't open your mouth. Do it through your nose.
Yes.
And only open your mouth if you're going to be sick.
But you weren't. It was all fine.
No, I wasn't feeling sick up there. He asked if I wanted to do the dip and roller, and I said yes. And that was wonderful because he'd come down and we kind of almost hedge hop, which was lovely. And I thought this was a Titanic moment. And so I stood like this on the prow, but my goggles flew off.
Listeners, Jilly is demonstrating being out and having a Kate Winslet moment at the front of the Titanic.
Yes. Only my goggles flew off, but luckily they were poppered on.
Oh, right.
So I could get them back on.
Yes.
And continue a little less dramatically, but I did give him the thumbs up that I was enjoying myself.
Wow, you obviously really did enjoy it. How long were you up for then?
About 12 minutes.
Gosh.
It's not long, but it's enough.
Yes.
I can tell you, it's really tiring.
Yes.
And they did tell me that before. They said...
holding a position and all of that.
I had seen people do stars and things in the little video that they send you. So I thought, oh, well. So I tried getting a leg up, and it just went... I hauled it back and I thought, well, I won't try that again.
Gosh.
So I don't know how people do star jumps up there at all.
No, perhaps it's a different sort of harness, I don't know.
Well, it does use your core muscles.
Yes.
I'm pleased to have been to Pilates.
And then the landing? How was the landing?
Oh, I like that.
Uh-huh.
I like that. That was great. We were doing something.
Yes.
Coming into land. Yeah, yes. It was just great.
And all your family just waiting for you there.
Triumphant.
Yes. What a wonderful thing to have done.
It was fantastic.
So your advice then, anyone who's looking for something to do for a major birthday or a major celebration, give it a go.
Yes, and I can recommend this little airport because they were marvellous at our delicious lunch that they supplied. I had about 30 friends came, and we pre-booked it and pre-warned them, and they did the most delicious lunch. So they're up for catering and making it a real event.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing your obvious enjoyment of this extraordinary thing. I'm not sure that I'm about to plan for that for my next birthday, but listeners, if you want something amazing to do, wing walking. Thank you very much, Jilly.
Thank you.